October official. For the fifth time in 6 years, the Milwaukee Brewers are headed to the postseason.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minert with us on this Monday morning. Hey, Sophia.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome home. Day off, all good, and the division championship yet to be clinched. We'll get a chance to do it at home. I think that's best.
Yeah, I think, they would have liked to get it done in Miami, but I think, we're back. We've got an off day, as you said, and they've got 6 games left here at home, so might as well try to get it done tomorrow night against the Cardinals.
So would they have partied in Miami yesterday had the Cubs lost?
Yeah, when we were watching the end of the Cubs game and, hoping that the Rockies would come back and get it done. They were prepared to celebrate. So, but, it didn't work out that way. Cubs ended up losing the game and ended up getting swept over the weekend. So they're also off today if fans are scoreboard watching. So both teams will be off today, and then we'll try again tomorrow against St. Louis.
Yes, you want to get that taken care of as soon as possible. But it could be a really special night Tuesday at American Family Field, and there are tickets available for this Cardinals series. If fans want to go out there and cheer this team on to the postseason and be able to witness the guys celebrating on the field and everything that comes with that, could be a real special Tuesday night here.
Yeah, I think about this team has been so fortunate, going back to 2018, that this will now be their fifth time into the postseason, and there are so many people involved in making that happen. And this team has been so fun to watch all year. And I think about, in the previous years, a lot of the clinching games were on the road until 2021, when they ended up clinching the division, actually in the final regular season home game. The team finished the season on the road. So it was a really special day, I think, because it was the home finale. It was a huge crowd. It was sold out. There's confetti and the players come out on the field, and it's a really cool game. It's very unique. So, again, there's a great opportunity tomorrow night. They're playing the Cardinals for 3 games, the Cubs for 3 games over the weekend. We're expecting that to be a really fun environment. But yeah, if you can come out tomorrow night, this team has been so fun to watch. They love the fan support. It makes a huge difference to them, when they feel that support. So it should hopefully be a very fun night tomorrow.
So, Sophia, if and when they clinch, so say they clinch tomorrow, what does that mean for the rest of the games during the regular season? Will they change their pitching around? Will they kind of just go business as usual? What changes, if anything?
Rowdy Tellez starting pitcher?
he would probably love that. Rowdy Tellez opener. No, I'm not sure that's in the cards, but yeah, they'll make some changes once things are officially secured. I think you'll still see, the majority of the starting rotation stay in line. The reality is that, we do know that they are in the postseason, and most likely they will be hosting the wild card series. So even though they would be a division winner, because they're the third division winner, they would host a 3-game series starting Tuesday, October 3rd. So, you do need guys like Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff and Freddie Peralta, and I would include even Devin Williams in that, who didn't pitch on this road trip. They still need to get innings in. They need to stay on their schedule. You'll probably see shorter appearances. You might see some of the regular position players get a day or two off here or there. You might see some different lineups just to get everybody some extra rest, because then it is on starting Tuesday, October 3rd. And that would be a best of 3 series.
It is on. Thanks, Sophia. Great to catch up with you today. An exciting week for baseball. Again, Brewers in action again tomorrow night.